Then the monk Tarpanagpo, turning himself to the activities of the hunt and other worldly ways, incapable of reciting the formulas for the contemplation of the gods, violated in his savage soul his vows to superior and brother. He enlarged and multiplied endlessly the doors of the Dharma, instead of weighing the two doctrines, that is to say of the Sutra and the Tantra, as he should have. Tarpa, following the inclination of the logic, mind you, the logic, dear to himself, led everyone astray on an evil path. In his aberration, he freed the male demons and gathered the female demons under his power. And he took the dead into the charnel houses in order to have his fill of them. He put on human skins which caused him to have scabs. Instead of cattle, he raised bloodhounds and other beasts with rapacious instincts. Assembling the courtesans, he consecrated them and took sport in luxury. The nature of the four substances was transgressed. Among the ten iniquities, he presided over evil hangings, and the lords and the army resembled brigands. When he had for 12 cycles practiced a black doctrine, incarnations followed each other. He had 500 existences as a black jackal, 500 as a wandering mastiff, 500 as a carnivorous mongoose, 500 as a bee with a poisonous sting, and 500 as a nimble worm. Still more he had as a ghost, a sucker of feet, and other inconceivable things. And 500 as an eater of vomit, and others lower than the rank of animals. After various births lower than the rank of ghosts, he received a new form as a flesh eater, gnawer of bones. Again he was reborn with a neck and shoulders rotten, pus ghost, named Eager to Make Inquiry. Then, at the end of 20,000 existences, after the teaching of the Buddha Dipankara, that of Shakyamuni not having yet appeared, and in this interval many years having passed in the absence of the teaching, in Lankapura, the land of the ogres, a courtesan, Kuntugyu, wandering everywhere, mated with a Mara of the twilight and a demon of midnight, and a genie of the dawn also mated with her, and she conceived, the fathers being three fierce spirits. There was born at the end of 8 months a child with three heads. It had 6 hands. It had 4 feet. It had 2 wings which pushed into its body. It had 9 eyes, 3 on each head. It presented multiple appearances. As soon as it was born, calamity announced itself. Sickness filled the lands of Lanka. The amount of merits done declined. Famines, wars, epidemics, and the three scourges increased. And there were nightmarish dreams of many deadly beings. 9 months after his birth, the child fell ill, and Kuntugyu herself died. The people of the land said, "This bastard of ill omen must be disposed of secretly." In the roots of the funerary tree was a poison, Nalbi. There was the black swine of the tombs, a lair of error, in the midst of which was the venomous serpent, the container of hate, and at the peak was the nest of the kite of desire. The ogres bring their dead to this place. It is the haunt of the elephant and the tiger, and here reptiles instill their poison. It is also here that the darkinis convey the corpses, and here, at the root of the tree, that the ogres build their tombs. The child was buried with the dead mother. Now, embracing his mother, the child nursed her breast, with the result that he sustains life for 7 days with the yellow fluid. Then by sucking her blood, he lived 7 days. Then by eating her breasts, he lived 7 days. Then by eating her viscera, he lived 7 days. Then by eating her flesh behind, he lived 7 days. Then by eating her bone marrow, the corrupted spine marrow, and by eating the brain, he lived the span of 7 days. For 42 days his body grew, and when he no longer had anything to eat, he shook and made the tomb collapse. On looking inside, the Dakinis saw that the cadaver had been devoured. Having eaten her flesh and drunk her blood, he had also taken her skin as a tunic, and her skull for a cup of bloody libations. Seeing a serpent, he made himself an anklet for his foot, a bracelet and a necklace. Finding a dead elephant, he ate its flesh and stretched out its skin. He drank the blood and ate the flesh of a tiger and used its pelt as a cloak. Then from his mouth he produced the fixed form of a curd of blood, and from his body he disposed of a small pile of ashes. And he who had eaten his mother for nourishment and dressed himself in her raw skin, who in his thirst had drunk her blood, and who in action had perpetrated crime, who to live had lived off the dead, had a complexion which shone with light, white on the red, on the right, red on the left, blue in the middle. His faces were fierce. His giant body was a pale ash colour. His face was maliciously gracious, with coarse muscular bundles of rough flesh. He attached on one side of himself a row of withered heads, and hung fresh heads about him. He made himself a garland of 3 fringes dangling with skulls, and he oiled all his cheeks with red semen. On his body a swine's skin grew, his mouth and eyes were scarlet, his mop of hair red with the mud of his hanging curls. He tied a knot of half length with 5 kinds of asps. Armed with bird claws on all his limbs, he tied to these in turn the serpents of 5 species. He swallowed voraciously flesh and blood, every prey which he could seize, boar spears and whatever could serve as a weapon he carried. From his left hand he drank from the skull filled with blood. His breath gave rise to all contagions of heat, his nose to the various kinds of cold illness. Well, it goes on and on like that. Manifold and terrifying ravages were spread abroad. By name he was called the one who devours his mother, Martangara. At this time, 24 countries had formidable and irresistible masters. The countries of Puliramalaya, Jalandhara, Udayana, and Arbuda were seized by the gods. Godavari, Rameshwara, Devi Kota, and Malava, all minor countries, were seized by the Gandharva. All 8 which the gods and Gandharva seized were of celestial rank, because they had been seized by those from heaven. Kamarupa and Adivisha were seized by the Yaksha. Trishakuna and Kosala, minor countries, were later seized by the Yaksha. Kalinga, Lampaka, and Chandoha were seized by the ogres. Kanchi, the Himalaya, and Upachandoha were seized by the ogres and constituted the earthly empire. Pretapuri and Grihadevata were places of assembly seized by the Nagas. Surastra and Subarandvipa were minor places seized by the Nagas. Nagara and Sindhu cemeteries were seized by the Asuras. Maru and Kaluta, also minor cemeteries, were seized by the Asuras, Nagas of the Nagaloka, and Titans of the crypts of Meru. These were said to be of the lower domain. The haughty masters of the world, taking life from the inhabitants of the earth with battle axes, pitchforks, boar spears, swords, wore 8 macabre suits of bones, and told their wives at the time of marriage, "We who are happy and without rivals will fall into civil war for lack of a chief, lose our means of eating and drinking, and find ourselves mired in quarrel and battle. The very strong one, great lord, great god, magic coffer, who commands all through action, Martangara, this is the chief to take. And to make deeds conform to the principles, we and the Bhuta, devourers of life, whether it be of the body, speech or mind, promise never to tremble at his orders." Thus Martarangara became chief of the entire world of the genies. Just a bit more. All were eager for the magic coffer. The Viganas, day and night, perpetually guarded their sinister chief. a multitude of Buddhas, the non-human beings crowded around, battering everyone, seizing living human beings and making slaves of each one, or slaves of slaves. The great strength of the formidable one crushed his adversaries, and at that time all who died went to hell. Now, he said, I must announce the renowned of the world according to merit. Who is greater than I? Who surpasses me? In a frenzy of pride he talked such nonsense. We need an army of burning fire. I will create it. I am the lord of all the Buddhas, and if any other lord excels me, to that one will I submit. Pride, thus proclaimed into the 10 points of space, obscured his mind.